And the year ends in Spain. This is Roger Watson, and this is my entry for the Connecting Continents column of the Reflections on Nursing Leadership magazine of 21st of December 2018. And it was written in Pamplona in Spain. I wrote this at the Escuela Enfermería Universidad de Navarra, that's the School of Nursing at the University of Navarra, in northern Spain, just prior to my departure for the UK. A train journey to Madrid, a flight to London, and I'm finished travelling for 2018. I'm finished with work for 2 weeks. As I write, the drone situation at London Gatwick seems to be over. Not that it would have affected me flying into London Heathrow, but it just shows how vulnerable air traffic is to such disruptions. I've been back in Pamplona in Spain for my final visit this year. This week has been spent advising doctoral students and colleagues on manuscripts. I also presented 2 seminars on developing a publication strategy for successful writing. I'm pleased to see a stream of high-quality manuscripts emerging from the school, many with my stamp on them. Some come to JAN, the journal I edit, but I also suggest other venues for publication. In a previous entry, I explained that the Universidad de Navarra is an Opus Dei institution. It was founded in 1952, and on the day I arrived, the first rector of the university, Ismael Sánchez Bella, died. Opus Dei tends to divide opinion. I have my own views on the organisation, but there's no doubting the remarkable development of a campus that began with Sánchez Bella teaching 6 law students in a small building to the present day, with 14 faculties and more than 12,000 students. The university is ranked as the best private university in Spain, and its hospital is used by the Spanish royal family. I always have an excellent social programme here, and the evenings were spent bar hopping in the old city on the Estafeta. This is the narrow street down which 6 bulls run each morning during the San Fermín towards the bull ring and their ultimate and bloody fate. I've never witnessed the bulls running, although my oldest daughter has, but I run the Estafeta at least once when I'm here. The street is filled with bars. In any other part of Spain they would be called tapas bars, but here in Pamplona they are referred to as pinchos, which means to pick up with a sharp stick. Each of these bars has its own unique selection of delicious pinchos. In addition to meeting old friends, I was delighted to spend an evening with newly promoted Professor Mari Carmen Portillo. Portillo used to work here in Pamplona, but has been based in the UK at the University of Southampton for the past 4 years. She is one of my associate editors on Nursing Open, although we had only met briefly in the past. Back in Hull, our Burdett Trust-funded STAR project is gathering momentum, and we had an away day to discuss the forthcoming publication of our systematic review and plan the next stage of data collection. The project is investigating ways to retain newly qualified nurses in the workforce, and we're beginning to forge links with similar projects around the UK. The project is just past the halfway point, and we're beginning to think of potential sources of funding to continue. Next year, my travel starts early with a January visit to Singapore and then on to Sydney, Australia. In the meantime, I have no intentions of leaving Hull and rarely leave my house over the festive season. My family will gather over Christmas, so we expect to produce 27 meals over Christmas and Boxing Day. I have some large books to read, and none of them will be remotely related to nursing. Whatever you believe and however you celebrated this special time of year, I wish you all the very best for 2019.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.